Welcome, everybody. We are on record, and that is the very first session of our class, Software Quality Assurance class. And first of all, I have to thank all of you for being with us today, and I see over 300 people in the virtual classroom, and probably there are going to be many more watching the recording of the session, because not everybody can come. So it is an honor, and I really appreciate your trust. And you know, I know you have lots of things to do, and so you are committing, you know, some time to be here in the class. And some of you already are students, so they paid tuition. Some of you are not. They are looking at the class. First three sessions are a free trial, so you are welcome to kind of to be with us, to get an idea what that class is about, to put it on yourself, to decide if you want to join. And you will see today how the whole thing is working. So first of all, I will tell you the story. Second, you will ask questions, so we'll have time for questions. And I am changing the way we are teaching that class. We started the online program in 2011. So the school, we started in 1994. So we are the very first software testing school in the world. And that online program, we started in 2011. And I'm trying to make some changes all the time. And so I expect you to help me with those changes. So I need your opinion. So that time, September 6th of 2022 class, will start with less load in terms of how much information I put on you right away. How much homework you're going to do. So we will start in a slower mode to get you an idea of, to give you time, basically, to give you more time to better understand where you are. So I changed some presentations, and I changed certain things. And again, I expect you to help me with that. For the first three sessions, we do not expect you to prepare anything prior to the session. We used to ask you to do homework before you come to the class, but and it will be there eventually. But for the first three sessions, we do not want you to do anything before the class. We do want you to do something after the class, and we will look at that. So let me show you how it is going to work. So far, we will work with the online home page, because at some point you will get your own page after you make your decision and become a student. So you will have something like that. So that is the page for the class which just finished, the May 9th class. We have lots of things here, sessions, projects, and so on. So you will have pretty much same page with few deviations. But so far, for the first three sessions, that is the page we use. And if you look at the recording, let's say session one, that is the recording of session one for previous class, May 9th class. So you have video here, and you have notes. Notes is something I type in Notepad and then post here. For your session, we will have video here, and we will have notes here. And notes I keep in Notepad file, so it doesn't come empty, so it has certain thing inside. And that is what we're gonna look at before we begin. So here is the school website. It is not portnov.com, it is portnov.net. So portnov.com is a website for the campus, which is in that same building where I am right now, in Sunnyvale, California, but campus has different programs, and we are different organization. So we are technically two different organizations, even though we are coming from same roots. Yeah. Then I would ask you to subscribe to our Instagram and YouTube accounts, so you can stay in touch. And here is your online homepage, which we use for the first three trial sessions. Good. Here is your schedule. I have a separate link for you, but honestly, on the home online homepage, you have that link right here. Remember, schedule will change because certain things we don't know about yet. It might be something related to me, to our teachers, to certain circumstances which we cannot, you know, envision so far. Anytime there is a change to the schedule, it's right here. Yeah, you go there and you look at the schedule. It is always current. Whatever teachers might tell you or whatever I might tell you, guys, it might change. It might change. So here is the most reliable way of figuring out where we are today. So keep going. But just in case, so we give you the link, course payment link. It says no rush. First three sessions, as I told you, first three sessions are a trial, and we really want you to make the conscious decision. So we are not pushing you. We are not saying do it faster, sooner, whatever. Not really. We want you to make the conscious decision. And here is the web page where you can do the payment. And we already have, let me show you. Okay, payment. And there is a green button here on the online home page. There is a green button here, so which brings you to that page. When we go to Skype, we have several chats here. One is September 6, 2022 trial. That is where, most of you are supposed to be at the moment. So 359 people, pretty good. Then we have trial informal. Trial informal is to be used in between sessions. In between sessions. And the main chat, the trial chat, is to be used only when we are in session. Okay, I do not want to jump in between three, four different chats, you know, when we are in the class. Now, extra. September 6 extra means people who already took the class before, and we have unlimited auditing policy, so you can repeat the class as many times as you want for the rest of your life, actually. Hopefully you don't need that, but if you want to, it's available. And you can see we have over 112 people who at the moment are saying they want to repeat the class. Guys, whoever is in the extra chat, say yes if you are in the class right now. Because my suspicion is that out of 112 people, maybe 10 or 15 are actually present. Because of the first session, so we have more people and they are enthusiastic, but okay. Some people just want to repeat. Some people didn't finish the previous class because of whatever circumstances. Yeah, we've got quite a few, actually. Wow. Okay, good. Okay, and overall we have 333 at the moment. Good, very good. And then I asked you not to write anything in the informal chat. Guys, my instruction is so straightforward and so simple. I would really, I don't know what to say, ask you not to do that, okay? Do not violate the rules. I just told you that chat is not to be used when we are in the class. And now it is jumping on my screen. It makes me really unhappy. Okay. Software testing profession, I can tell you, overall is about being able to follow the instruction precisely. Okay. So you are given an instruction, so you follow. That's it. That's end of story. Okay. Go back to the payment. So we have like, I didn't tell you, we have final chat. That is final. You can see here over 100 people who already paid for the class. So for whatever reason, they decided, you know, at earlier stage, they want that class. Some people have reasons. I mean, they have friends or spouses or whoever who graduated from that program. So they made their decision. So out of 300, whatever, 60 people, so 100 already are the students. And I did send them the link, but honestly, well, it's okay. It's okay. Since we have a big group here, it's okay. But because normally I would rather see them in the September trial. Okay, here. Keep going. So no rush, okay? We really want motivated people who know what they want. We don't want to deal with those who are in between and so on. Moreover, guys, if you when you pay the tuition, as there is no way back, means you can repeat the class, but you cannot get the money back. It is what we offer you is a kind of electronic goods, so you can copy pretty much all we have. You know, after you get access to the system, so think twice. Now, registration. Here is the link for registration, but please do not register unless you decided to become a student and pay the tuition. There is no need to register if you do not join the program, okay? There is no value in registration. You just trash our database. We don't want that. If you decide to pay the tuition, then you will create an account here. You will register, and then you will make the payment. After you register, guys, after you register and get access to the resources, you will have access to all the resources we have, all the previous classes, all the future classes, and that is the link to your class of September 6th. So first of all, you need your account. You have to register, then your account gets authorized and you will have access to that page with just one little issue. The page is not there yet. I have to create it and I will do it within a couple of days. So far we are using the online home page. Yeah. So you don't need the class page yet. And so I already told you about the chat. So we have final informal trial because they're going to be, so far we are using trial chat, but after you actually pay the tuition, you will have not the trial, but final chat. We call it final. An extra for those who are repeating the class. So we have four different types of chats. Now, certain rules of using the chat. So our chats are not social networks, okay? They are not for chatting. It's about not for spamming or discussing unrelated issues. Chats are the property of the school. So what we discuss there is just the class-related issues, homework, technical issues, and really it's not for socializing at all. Okay, each and every time you write something to the chat with 300 people in it, you distract 300 people. So no distraction. And that is why the main chat we use only while in a class. Okay, so you don't want to bother, we don't want anybody to bother our students. So no spam, no distractions, no smiles, okay, no thanks, no pictures, no garbage here, okay? Think about how many people you distract, giving them zero information. it is not the way to go. No links to third-party resources without my approval. You might find something on the web, and in your mind, it is a useful resource which you want to share with others. You cannot do that without my approval. You understand me? You cannot do that without my approval. If you do that without my approval, I will remove you from the chat, so you don't do that anymore. Okay? So we have very strict rule on that stuff. I do not want you to distract or to, you know, hurt anybody in that class. So you have no competence, no expertise in sharing information or recommending any information. You give it to me. If it is a valuable thing, I will do it. No soliciting. For example, you live in Boston and you want to create a chat or maybe a Telegram group for those in that class who live in Boston. You cannot solicit people in my chats, okay? It is not a social network where everybody has access to everybody. You are given the opportunity to be in the chat. You are not given the opportunity to use the chat to solicit anything from anybody. If you want to do something, you contact me, and as long as there is a reasonable kind of activity, I will support it. I will support it, obviously. But nothing is happening there or should be happening there kind of without my approval, okay? And we do that, guys. I'm not a dictator by nature. I do that to protect other people, the students, the people who trust us, who come, who pay the money, and who trust me in doing what's the best to them. That is my responsibility to all the people in that class, so nobody hurt them. Okay, I have to make sure. Okay, any questions at the moment? And again, the questions should be coming in September 6 trial class or in the extra class if you are in the extra, if you are repeating the class. Any questions so far? Okay, guys, if you have, some people are typing, okay. Well, if you are good, don't write anything. So because you made me to go there with no reason, don't write anything. If you have an issue or something to address, I will appreciate that. But which chat can we use for questions? Right now, we are in the class. So you are using that same chat you can see on my screen. That chat is to be used when we are in session. In between sessions, you go to trial informal here, where people are still doing something. It's okay. That one is in between classes, and that one is when we are in the class. Until what date do I need to pay if I'm sure? Most of the people would pay, or we expect them to pay, before session 4 begins. So if you look at the schedule, session 4, if we have Tuesday today, so session 4 will happen on 15th, September 15th at 6 p.m. California time. So if you want to pay, I would suggest you do that at least 1 hour before the class begins, because we might not be able to process your payment, you know, in a kind of fast enough, you know, manner, promptly, okay? I had interruptions and how now no audio at all. I don't know what to say. I don't have a final chat yet, or you created after trial session. Final chat, final informal definitely is not there. Definitely is not there. I can create it after the class. Yeah. If you want to kind of communicate in the final group, definitely it is a good idea. Just remind me, please. Not in the chat, but write to me personally. Say, Michael, we need the informal chat in the final kind of stage. Good. It's a good idea. What is the tuition for this course? Time of classes will always be the same. The time is going to be the same. Now, when we talk about tuition. So, guys, we have a page. Is it here? No? Okay, let's go to portnov.net. Let's go to portnov.net. And here, in the very menu, you will see FAQ here, okay? We will go over that FAQ. I will spend a minute. So it says, online USA class FAQ. European class FAQ. We start European class on October 24th, okay? Use another link. So there is another FAQ for European class. So, and it says, basics of the program. So, first three sessions are a trial, no charge to participate. After three sessions, you decide if you want to continue. those who stay will pay $1,500 by credit card, PayPal, mailing a check, whatever. Tuition, okay, guys, pay attention. Tuition is non-refundable. All the sessions are recorded in case you miss a session or want to repeat that session. We are using GoToWebinar tool to run the sessions. No installation needed. There are a couple of modules in the program. I will talk about those later on. Test automation has a slightly different schedule because of the teacher's schedule. So it starts not at 6 p.m. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, California time. So from 7 to 9, normally it is from 6 to 8 or 6 to 7, and it is Wednesday. So we have four, at some point you will have four sessions a week. We start with Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then eventually we will get automation on Wednesdays. You might look at the schedule, you have the schedule. Okay, for all other modules, we have three live sessions a week. 6-7 or 6-8. Okay. So overall it's 100 hours. Normally it's more because, guys, it's difficult to stop me. So I have 24 hours with you, and God knows, it might easily be 35. To start the session, teacher sends a link to the group chat in Skype. Yeah, we did it today. You click on the link and there are going to be new window opening with teacher screen inside. Besides live recorded 100 hours, we have enormous library, huge library with God knows how many things in it. So I will show you that library before we finish session 3. We take care of resumes, certificates, references, projects, and blah, blah, blah. And so anytime you have a basic kind of question, go here. Or at least read it once, okay? So you understand better where we are. Guys, if you notice some inconsistencies or things to be fixed, please... Let me know. We appreciate help of that kind. Okay, so the question was about payments. If you are in US and Canada, it is $1,500. We might have certain considerations for people who live in countries of former Soviet Union. So Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and then there are some differences based on where exactly the folks are planning to look for a job. For example, if you look for a job in countries of former Soviet Union, so it's one story and you have a discount. If you look for a job in planning to look for a job in Europe, United States, Canada, and so on, so we provide more work. So we do many other things with you, which we do not do when people go to another market. So there is a discount for, you know, for those who are planning to be on local markets in countries of former Soviet Union. Time of classes will always be the same. It always will be the same. How to get link for final chat if I already paid? You write to Irina, yeah, at Portnov online, and she will put you there. And if I will not be able to finish the class, is it possible to retake the class? Absolutely. I mean, on unlimited basis. Do I need to pay for that? No. For Europe, will you have exactly the same course? Slightly different. Slightly different. Go to FAQ for European schedule. You will see that. Slightly different. It has some support in Russian. And instead of 20 hours of automation, we will use those 20 hours to kind of reinforce in Russian what we learned, just learned in English. So slightly different. But you will have access to recordings of normal classes, regular classes. So you can get that stuff in recorded format. So you're not going to miss that information. Will be the exam after finishing the course. We call it a clearance, interview clearance. Means we will issue the certificate. I mean, there is no problem with issuing the certificate. We do not need any exam. But if you want to go, if you want us to take care of your resume, and so then we want you to go through clearance. And clearance is the first, it is written. We give you a couple of questions. I'll show you. Portnov.net. Just 12 questions, guys. 12 questions. And so. We know what companies are asking when you go to interview. So, and that is kind of a summary of things you have to master before we tell you, okay, you can go to the job market. So that is the kind of exam, because first you do it in writing, and then you, after we approve the written clearance, then you show up. And I mean, in Skype, for example, and we want to see the performance. We want to make sure you can nicely tell the stories so you can go and actually get a job. So that is the way of doing the tests. I want to complete the course faster. Would I have to pay the normal tuition and watch the recordings of previous classes? We call it, if you look at the, if you look at the website, here says individualized curriculum. Individualized curriculum. So we build your specific path using recordings, using live classes. For example, projects, we're gonna do two projects, a web-based application and mobile application. Projects, it's better if you do them in real life, you know, environment, rather than watching them recorded. So we are combining what you can do in your own pace with something we can do in the class, and we can help you in making it faster. Doesn't impact tuition in any way, and honestly, it takes more time on our side, so because we will pay personal attention to you, so there is really no reason for discounting that work. Actually, we are not making it more expensive. even though it requires some effort on our side, but we really appreciate enthusiasm of those who want to go to the job market sooner rather than later. So that is why. Okay. That course will be entirely in English. Yes, and actually English is the language of the chats. So we do not write anything in chats in Russian, because maybe 95% of you here are Russian speakers, but we have people who do not speak Russian. Okay, just making sure we are okay. Okay, so guys, I think we can move. I reconnected to the webinar using the link, and it is showing that webinar has ended. That is the feature of the software we are using. I tried to kind of set up it for differently, but it allows you to join within 1 hour after I send an invitation. Today I sent that invitation earlier. Normally I will send it maybe 15 minutes before the class, so to allow others, you know, to join. Is it possible to pay for the course in installments? We might consider certain situations. Definitely, we do not want to be in situation to put people in situation in which they cannot join the program simply because of not being able to pay the tuition at once. We might come to, let's say, individualized schedule for you. We can do it. Okay. It happens. I would say it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it happens, yeah. Individualized curriculum. So, guys, I think we are done with that first part. We asked the questions, and now we can go to the PowerPoint, which I have for you here. Okay. Let's see. That is the first time, guys. I'm using that stuff the first time in my life. So, and again, as I told you, I do appreciate your help improving the content of the presentation. So let me see. So welcome to the class. And a couple of words about myself. So I have to introduce myself. So that is my name. So Mikhail Portnov. My education. So in 1978, God knows, I'm 66 now. So in 1978, when I was 22, I've got a bachelor's degree in telecommunications. And I did work in some organization doing digital design. And in parallel with my employment, I got my another degree. It was actually a 6-year degree, and I did it maybe within 4 years in mathematics. After a while, I've got the postgraduate. I did go to postgraduate program in professional education simply because I was working at that time in the educational field. So that is how it happened. So you understand that I have kind of diverse background. So it started as a very technical one. So telecommunications, electronics, digital design, and mathematics, and then boom. So it is education. Okay, let me see. Okay, and what I did in my life professionally. So first, after the University of Telecommunications, I did digital schematics for telecommunication equipment, let's put it this way. In parallel, I finished my master's in mathematics, and along with master's in mathematics, I've got my degree in education. And so my interest was in educational field always since I remember myself. And I've got a job in a research center which developed methods of fast teaching. They call it intensive instruction. So I know how to teach fast, guys. It's kind of very unique knowledge, by the way. And that is why I went to the PhD program, because I did have lots of publications and lots of results and all that stuff. Then when Russian economy, Soviet economy, started to allow people to run their own enterprises, so I started my own educational research kind of organization. We developed lots of things for industrial enterprises, helping them to teach workers much faster and much more effectively than they used to do that. And then we came to United States. It was 1990, very end of 1990. And I did some kind of weird things. Actually, I was teaching for a couple of years, typing, and then word processing, something simple, you know, in a couple of business kind of schools, non-profits. And then I've got the job in software QA field by accident, actually. And in 2 years, I started that school in 1994, in August of 1994. We just celebrated 28 years of the school, August 20th. Of 1994, we started that school. And so I'm a founder and owner and God knows whatever else, Portnov Computer School, which is the first software testing school on the planet. Okay. So just the basic facts. Then a little bit about my QA career. Why we look at that? Because it impacted dramatically the way that school operates, how it came to life and how it started the operations. And early 90s, it was time of a recession, kind of severe recession, bad one. IT field was okay, but all the other fields were suffering a lot. And there was an influx of Russian immigrants, Soviet immigrants at that time. So, and I was doing some teaching, making pretty much no money, I mean, just a little bit. And then a friend of mine who worked as a developer, he gave me a book on C programming, and I used to program microprocessors before. So C programming was like a blessing to me. I said, hey, I want to do that. So, and the friend brings me to the company where he works. They wanted to talk to me. And they said, would you mind to do testing? I said, guys, I don't know what you mean exactly, but if you tell me what you mean, I'll do it. I mean, what's the problem? Okay, let's do testing. And that is how I got my first job. And but I told you, it was a recession there, and the job market was kind of hectic. Yeah. So I lost the job in maybe 10 months. Went to the job market first time. It was May of 93. And within a week, actually, I sent 5 resumes, got 2 interviews, and they offered me 36K. I did have 28. I've got 36K. Later on, in 6-7 months, they sold the company and new management gave me 40K. You can't imagine what 40K meant at that time. You just cannot imagine how much. I purchased a condo. Making 40K, I purchased a condo in Mountain View, in the very center of Silicon Valley. It was 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet, 130,000. I paid 10,000 down payment, okay, and I've got that condo, which is worth 1 million now. I just wanted to understand what time it was. And but again, there was some restructuring. I lost the job again, and it was probably April or May of 94. And I've got a job with Borland. Borland was, I would say, pretty much like Facebook today. It was maybe number three company in software sales at the time. It was $35 per hour. It was a contract, so which is much, much better than 40K. And what else? And the job market changed in between 93 and 94. It changed. Instead of sending 5 resumes a week, I was able to send 20 resumes a day. A day. So, and I said, wow, so that is an opportunity where I cannot keep it for myself. Let's start a school. And in August of August 20th of 1994, I started that school. And I worked as a QA manager after that, and I worked for a glorious startup called Broad Vision later on. It was my last job in the field because the school was growing up so fast, I just couldn't keep two jobs. And in early days of 96, I left Broad Vision and started to do that school on a full-time basis. And a couple of kind of things here. So my career started in 1992. And most of the people, I mean, in the field, in the industry, didn't know about the existence of QA profession at that time. So it was very beginning. So software QA profession was born in early 90s. In early 90s. So today it is maybe, let's say, 30 years old. So it's not that new. But imagine 90, when we started the school, 94, 95, 96, nobody knows it exists. You know, developers don't know it exists. Okay, so I just couldn't keep that thing for myself. I mean, it was so big. And I've seen so many people around, educated, you know, hardworking people who couldn't apply themselves. So, and I said, I have to do something. So that is how that school started. And that slide says, what is unique in QA? I would say that is exactly what was unique in QA 28 years ago when I started that school. Same thing. So it is easy to learn. Number one, it is easy to learn. Means you still have to put some hard work, but it doesn't take to have computer science degree. It doesn't really have to have any degree. It takes to be a user. I mean, decent user, not even power user. But in today's world, pretty much everybody is a user of social networks, browsers, emails, and different things. So comparing to 93, 94, 95, 96, when people, they were coming, having no computers, they asked me, should I buy a computer, you know, to study that. Yeah. In 98, I told them, you cannot go to the job market unless you have an email. They didn't have email. So guys, you are pretty much decent users, everybody. So 4 to 6 months as a practical matter is enough to start working. Maybe not for everybody. Maybe, God knows, 4 to 6 months, maybe 70% of you are capable to start in 4 to 6 months. Other people might need, let's say, 2-3 more months to polish their skills. But it is all doable. And we have many, many, many thousands of graduates who I observed, you know, in that process. It is absolutely doable. I mean, it will not happen by itself. It requires certain hard work and focus and commitment and everything. Each and everything in your life, if you want to achieve something, you will need hard work and achievement and hard work and commitment and focus and so on. Fairly high compensation. So in today's market, we start with across the country, $40 per hour is typical. It could be a few bucks less. Could be 50. Yeah. So, but prior to pandemic, I would say realistically, you are looking at $30 across the board. Right now, I'm saying, okay, it's 40. Just to start. And you might, I see lots of people who would move from $40 to, let's say, 120, 30, 40, 50K a year within, let's say, in between 1 and 2 years. It might take 5 years. It depends how you progress in that direction. But if you want to, if you commit to that, so it exists. It's all yours, not for asking, but for doing what it takes to be there. And it is all doable. I remember time when the jobs like that existed in just a couple of places, such as Silicon Valley, New York, maybe Chicago, Los Angeles, mostly in Silicon Valley. Now it is, first of all, it's all over the United States. It is all over Canada. It's all over the Europe. We have graduates in pretty much each and every European country. And I'm not even talking about countries of former Soviet Union, where we have a lot. But each and every European country, we have our graduates working. It is my observations that in Canada and Europe, they need less time to get a job compared to US. So maybe 2-3 weeks and they are working. Now we have remote jobs. Yeah, so it is position number eight in my list. You have remote jobs. If you live in Iowa, you do not need a job in Iowa. So you might get a job in San Francisco or Miami or Los Angeles or New York. So which is kind of new thing, relatively new thing. You can start with relatively low technical skill level, position number five. Relatively low. It doesn't mean you shouldn't know anything, but you don't need too much. You don't need a lot. You don't need to spend a year or two or three, you know, taking technical classes until you get to the entry point. Not really. That is specific to software testing, because software testing is about two things. I mean, when they look at you, one thing is what you can do technically, and another thing is what you can do as an individual. So maturity level, attention to detail, having some professional background, which might help. For example, if that software is for, let's say, accounting, your accounting background helps, that kind. So, that is why. And when they give you the first job, that $40 per hour job, they do not expect you to be technically savvy. Okay, they expect you to be technically okay to do that job. Okay, which most of you are already. So most of you are already technically okay to do that job. We still have to learn the profession. Age doesn't work against you. The oldest one here was 67 years old. Okay. I would say that in remote jobs market, so the age is even less important. So you do not come to the office, you do not sit across the people with, you know, demonstrating them your age. Yeah? So you are on the screen of whatever tools they use, Skype or Zoom. Whatever degree or no degree you have is fine. Most of the people working in the field do have some college level degree, university level degree, bachelor's or master's, but most of them are not coming from computer science background and not even any engineering background. It could be business, economics, it could be teaching, it could be political science, it could be anything. So as long as you have common sense and hard work, so you can do the job and be very successful. And there are no universities, no colleges offering degrees in software QA. Means you do not compete with people who have bachelor's in software testing or quality assurance, master's degree in software testing or quality assurance. There is no competition like that. It is simple. It is simple. If I decide to go to the electronics again guys, I will compete with people who do have degrees in electrical engineering and electronics and that kind. Okay, I will not compete with people who have degrees in mathematics. They cannot compete. If the work is about electronics, mathematicians cannot compete. They don't know electronics. Yeah. So it's very narrow in terms of education you should have to be able to do the job to be considered for employment. Okay. So guys, let me... Let me look at you. Any questions so far? If I will want to join the European class, can I do that? You can start with this one, and then there is no limit. You can go to European class, and you can combine September 6th and European class, or you can just move completely to European class. There is no limit. Yeah. It's like you have a subscription. You pay one time, and you have a lifetime subscription for whatever happens in the class. Link doesn't work. Webinar has ended because you either you came too late or you kind of you are outside of the time frame. Yeah. Okay. So no questions, guys. Okay, let's keep going. Since I told you that is the first time I'm using that presentation, so I just want to see if you have any questions so I can improve that. So what's unique in QA? What about English level? First of all, guys, I would say in my experience, out of 10 people who would say, you know what, my English is not good enough. Okay, out of 10 people, 8 are perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. If you have any doubts about English, call me on Skype. It will take me 1 minute to tell you where you are. I'm not going to lie to you. I will tell you exactly where you are. So you make your decision. Okay. I never lie, by the way. And I can tell you more. When I say the truth, when I tell the truth, lots of people don't believe me because it's too good to be true, you know? But since we deal with that on an everyday basis, so okay, I get used to that. You have to be functional at work or interview. So you go to an interview, you have to be functional. You start working, you have to be functional. So you have to understand questions, you have to answer the questions, and in our class, we practice with answering most frequently asked interview questions. You remember the clearance, I told you about the clearance, 12 questions, so we will practice. We will make sure that those 12 questions, you answer like that. We have a recorded class in Russian. It's free, actually. I mean, it's open source. We have a recorded class with Russian and English subtitles. That is the European class, which we did in February. I mean, started in February. So each and every session has English and Russian subtitles. So if you want that kind of thing, we have it available for you. So if it might help you to kind of improve your English needed to take the class. Morning time, October 24 class with Russian language support will be available to your class students. Okay, that is about English. And I can tell you guys, let's say if you come and repeat that class 2 times or 3 times, okay, you will get 10 times more in terms of your English compared to going to City College and doing what they want you to do in City College, because it will not make you better in terms of passing an interview or doing the job. So the professional kind of... When you limit that language exposure to the professional field, so it's much easier rather than grabbing the entirety of English, you know, no matter what the subject matter is about. Why us? I like that one. Why you want to be my student? That is, I probably have to change the title. Why you want to be my student? So we are the very first software testing school in the world. And I would say most of the people who I know and who are trying to compete have 3, 4, no more than 5 years of experience in that stuff. So 28 years versus 2 or 3 or 4, and most of them are my graduates actually. And so the word experience, here I made it red. So we have experience. It's not just about 28 years of something, it's about experience. And experience could be measured in number of years, and experience could be measured in number of graduates. So nobody, I mean, all of them together, you know, might not be comparable to what we have. So that, I mean, you do not see anything like that anywhere, in my opinion. The most affordable online program, so you pay $1,500 for 100 hours. When I look at our closest competitors, they do not teach 100 hours. They teach 40, maybe 50 hours. And there is one gentleman nearby who charges 2,000, and he teaches in Russian and doesn't help with resume. There is another one which charges 3,500 in Los Angeles, and there is one in Florida which charges 4,200. 4,200. So we are much cheaper. And that is why in January of next year, so our course, instead of 1,500, we will increase the price to 20, because it looks ridiculous to many people. They ask why it's so cheap. Maybe there is no value there, you know? We don't want to look ridiculous. So we are the most affordable one, and you can repeat the class on unlimited basis. Some programs will allow you to repeat the class maybe once. So in our situation, you can repeat them as long as you need them. We have people who have been working for a couple of years already, and they are still, I don't know why, they are still in that extra chat, because sometimes some topics, some whatever, they come and they listen. Okay, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't cost me more money. You know? And if they want to. So we make sure you get a job. That is the idea. You can, why you can repeat the class? Because we want you to get the job. The class is not how we make money. We make money when you get a job. And we do not advertise. I mean, really, zero advertisement. So we do not go to YouTube bloggers. We do not go to Facebook. We do not go to any platform to advertise. And guys, let me look at you. Let me look at you. How did you come? How did you find out about us? Yeah, 16 people, 19, 20 people. Okay, how did you find out? So probably friend. Okay, you my YouTube. I have YouTube channel. Definitely, lots of people. Come to, but it's not an advertisement. I'm a blogger. I'm a real blogger. So family member, friend, former student. Yeah, you know someone who graduated from here, or you know someone who knows someone, or you go to my YouTube channel and you see tons of people. I mean, crowds of people who graduated from that school. You see how. You see our campus students, how they celebrate things and how they socialize and so on. Again, I didn't pay anybody to advertise me outside of our circle. So if your husband watches my YouTube channel, so you are in my circle. So I do not pay money to bring you to that classroom. So that is why you are not paying for the advertisement, as far as I know, okay, it's my expertise, to bring one student to the class, if we go through advertisement, and it's not just advertisement, it is also people who are processing the, you know, those who call and email and so on, some people are involved. It costs pretty much $1,000. So if I would start advertising, it will be $1,000 more. Just to pay for advertising. So, but we are different type. So you are here because we have reputation for success, not because we are paying to find strangers who have no idea, you know, what this stuff is about, and then we bullshit them. We don't do that. And then you then belong to a huge network, many, many, many thousands of graduates who are working, who are hiring managers, not just managers, leads, people who are interviewing you. So, and we have US and international brand name recognition. So, and means wherever you go, there is some network, there is some support, there is some appreciation and so on. And so we started that bootcamp in May of 2011, which means we have already 11 years of that online class, which also has many, many details, guys, which you have to know and try and learn about it to be successful, to be effective. And number 10, I'm saying, hey, and I'm teaching your class. You know, it's not the institution where God knows who is going to teach you. Okay, so you have access, direct access to me. And I am exactly the gentleman who started that stuff. So I'm not the one who learned from Mikhail, you know, and now is trying to mimic him or repeat him or kind of, not really. So you have direct direct access to the original kind of stuff, not a copy of this and that. Okay, Europe and countries of former Soviet Union. We do have people here from there. So because of the schedule, some folks are working with recordings only. And I can tell you maybe 20% of US students are working with recordings only because they are driving trucks, because they are doing some work, working night shifts and that kind of things. So in some European countries or former USSR countries, it is very inconvenient. It's like 3, 4 a.m. But if you are in Kazakhstan, for example, it's a very decent time. But again, we will start the European time zone class where you can go. You do not need, good thing, you do not need US visa or work permit to work remotely for US employer. If you come to US and you want to work for, let's say, Google right here in Silicon Valley, you need employment authorization. If you do same thing from Poland, from Ukraine, from, I don't know, Germany, you do not need any work authorization. And we live in the world of remote work. I mean, pandemic changed the job market dramatically with, you know, companies and individuals adjusting to the remote work. We have graduates working in most of the European countries and countries of former Soviet Union, Emirates. I can give you more. I mean, outside of Europe and USSR, Australia, New Zealand, what else? Chile. God knows. I mean, really, many, many different places. Vietnam, Pakistan, Israel. In average, Canadians and Europeans find jobs faster than U.S. graduates. I would say demand-supply ratio is more, even more favorable over there. We support your job search with projects, resumes, references, interview preparation, and so on. Okay, so we do that pretty much same way we work with U.S. Students, U.S. and Canada students. Here is what software testing is about. So what is software testing? Software testing means you look at requirements, and requirements are used to develop software. So first we have requirements, then developers take the requirements and develop that software. And some people, they are called software testers. They look at the requirements and they look what developers did and they compare. So basically, software testing is about comparing the actual software product against ideal, against intended software product, and we learn about intended product from requirements. So we do not compare that against our kind of personal idea of what good stuff is about. No, there are requirements, and we compare against requirements. And the activities involved in that process are, so first of all, you learn the product. You have to know the requirements. Then you do some ad hoc exploratory testing, means you play with that software without any specific elaborated plan. Just kind of, what is that? What is this? Okay. Then testers would produce test documentation. They kind of document the protocol of testing. So each and every time you start testing same thing, you follow same protocol, which is called test cases. So test case by test case by test case. It allows to make your testing more reliable. Okay, so each and every time you do exact same thing. Then you plan for testing, you execute. Test cases called structured testing. So when you just execute. Some people automate test cases. It's also a part of the job, but normally people specialize. Those who automate, normally all they do is automation. But it could be a combination of things. You find the bug, you write a bug report. Then developer fixes the bug and says it's fixed, and you go and make sure it's fixed. And in today's world, since we are all working in agile environment, development environment, so you have to understand that environment. We have to operate in that environment. So we work in that environment. We go to meetings. We kind of I call it rituals. So you have to follow the rituals. There are some rituals. So that is what testers do at work, and that is what we learn in our class. So you learn, the big one says, to get a job, you need, to get a job, you need learn how to do test cases. Same thing as how to test. If you know how to test, you can write test cases. If you can write test cases, you know how to test. So you learn how to test. You learn how to report bugs, which is not a big deal at all. You can talk about the projects in your resume. It's not enough to have a project in your resume. You have to talk about it. That is why we have that clearance. We practice the talking. And you have to follow the job search guidelines, which I give you. If you deviate from my guidelines 10%, you're going to lose 90% of your marketability. Okay? That is why, guys, it's very important to follow the guidelines. And we will practice it in following guidelines. Maybe at that point, some of you have questions. Guys, any questions so far? Do you have recording classes with Russian subtitles? Yes, I told you that. Sure. We did have that class in February, and it comes with Russian subtitles and English subtitles. You can choose. Can we work from home after finishing the course? I would say most of the people, I mean, pretty much all of them, not 100%, maybe 90%. So at the moment are working from home. That is what's happening in the industry. Just the way it works because of the pandemic. Prior to pandemic, it wasn't like that. Other schools try to hard sell by annoying follow-up calls. That is why it costs money. That is why it's expensive. They have to, I mean, they have expense, you know, to pay for the labor. So people call you and so on. I can feel that it's the best place to learn. I agree. Do you provide contacts for the employer that is? Can you confirm the work experience? Look, you will learn how to get a job. You might have some idea right now, but the chances that your idea is productive are very low. Let me tell you that. From experience, I learned that from experience. So forget about what you think about looking for a job. Just, I told you, we have a video where we talk about this stuff. We have 5 sessions on job search in that class. I will teach you that stuff. Because what you just said really makes no sense to me, because we teach you things which are 50 times more effective. So you don't need to do that. Can someone enroll the class from India as well? Sure, I mean, why not? If yes, is the remote jobs are available to take? So first of all, I think there are plenty of jobs in India itself. Then I don't know about the time zones and how convenient or inconvenient it might be to work remotely from India, you know, in the United States. But why not? I mean, we see people getting jobs in US market since pretty much all my students are either in countries of former Soviet Union or in Europe, so they get US jobs from those countries. Or it might look like, let's say you are in Germany and you get a job in, let's say, in a firm which is located in Czech Republic, but that firm is a branch of American company. So you'll stay in Germany and you work for US company through the branch of that company in Prague. So that kind. And again, the more experience you have, the more cool stuff you can put in your resume, so the more choices you have. If you have no choices, you don't care. Take whatever the job in the field, and maybe in 6 months you move. Don't keep it for too long. Move and move and move. You make a couple of moves, and you are much better, you know, positioned to go for the next level. Do you have recording classes with Russian subtitles? I just answered. If I understand everything you have said so far, does it mean my English is enough? I just ask not to waste your time. When I look at your writing, it is pretty much close to perfect. But if you express yourself, you know, nicely, so if you understand my what I'm saying, so it means you understand maybe 99% of the market, yeah? If you can understand me, and if you can express yourself, answer questions, tell me about yourself, why you want to be in QA and blah blah blah. So far, I mean, again, based on your writing skills, I do not see any problem. Lots of people have screaming, you know, problems when they put in writing a couple of words. So it's not your case. Do you think 4 months is enough to learn automation testing? It depends on what's your background, what's your abilities, technical abilities, what is who is teaching you. Overall, 4 months, I mean, on campus, we have a test automation bootcamp, which takes exactly 4 months. And I was videotaping it myself in a classroom environment. And I would say out of 20 people in the class, maybe 15 got a job within a month. But most of them were working in the manual QA. They just wanted to upgrade, you know, their skills. Yeah, 4 months is enough. If you are ready, 4 months is enough. If you are not ready, maybe 1 year is not enough. Do you help after the course to find a job in Canada too? Same way we do that in the United States. So we have, I wouldn't say many Canadians, but in each and every class we have maybe 5, maybe 10, quite a few. We have people from Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver and Calgary. I would say Toronto is the ideal market. I mean, ideal. It cannot be better than Toronto job market. But still, you know, Montreal and Vancouver, even Calgary, are pretty much okay. And whatever we teach in terms of profession, whatever we teach in terms of job search, it is absolutely applicable to Canada and actually to Europe too. Can I become an automation after this course or SDET? You might consider that course to be the first step. To automate testing, you have to be in testing business already. You cannot automate something you have no idea about. So that is the first step. And then we have a bootcamp in on campus here. It will cost you $1,700. I mean, whatever you take on bootcamp comes with a substantial discount. So instead of $2,400, you will pay $1,700. And they have, the best bootcamp on test automation ever. The guy who teaches that bootcamp is the director of development for Oracle. And another lady, he teaches the Java, automation with Java. And there is another lady who teaches automation with Python. She is a big shot, test automation guru working for Disney. And actually, she hires lots of people out of that class to her team. So, cannot be better. But our class is not about automation. Automation is something which is, as a practical matter, is available to maybe 15% of you who can go and get a job in manual testing. So let's say out of 100 people who might take the class and get a job in manual testing, maybe 15 or 20 might start with automation. See what I mean? That is why we are saying this is the step one. And out of 100 people who take the step one, maybe 15 people or 20 people will make the step two, at least in a very near future. Others might do that in a year or two or three at any time and so on. What does it mean, references? Employer will call you. They might call, they might email, they might send a link to some online forum. Yeah, but they contact us. Why is it easier for people from Europe or post-USSR countries to get a job? I didn't say post-USSR. I said Canada and Europe. I didn't say anything about post-USSR. Demand and supply, just. I was at work and missed the lecture. Is there a link for me to watch it? Yes, there's going to be a link. Sorry, this class is not automation class, right? This class is not the automation class. We do have 20 hours of coding and automation, but we do not position you to get a test automation job after that class. It is not the purpose. Could you please clarify, can I visit live classes if I choose individualized curriculum? It is the same process. Yes. If you go for individualized curriculum, everything is at your fingertips. So we just discuss what you take with the class, what you do on your own using recordings. You have access to everything, whatever happened before, whatever is happening right now, whatever will happen in the future. You have total access to everything. Bootcamp for automation, is it online? Yes, it is online, yes. There is a relatively small group of people there. It is not going to be 100 people or even 50, so maybe 35, maybe 40, that kind. No more than 40 people. Are the skills you teach applicable to cryptocurrency industry? When it comes to software development, okay, so there is a language, let's say Java, okay? And they develop a certain application in Java. That application might be used in cryptocurrency industry, in medical field, in military applications. It might be used in, I don't know, social networks. And so industry doesn't decide anything. So we have software development process. So developers are programming, okay? And then we have testers who are working next to them, making sure that what they do is up to the requirements. So for cryptocurrency industry, there are going to be cryptocurrency requirements, and there are going to be developers implementing the cryptocurrency requirements, and then testers testing that stuff, definitely. But I wouldn't really, I wouldn't go for a career change specifically to be in cryptocurrency industry from the very first step. So you get a job, and then another. So you grow professionally. Maybe it takes 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to become someone who can really choose what he or she wants. Okay. So it's, the more skills you have, the more you are in a position to choose. English is the primary language for writing test cases. The only language to write test cases. Can test cases be written in different languages once we learn how to write them in English so we can be employed by a non-US company? Oh, definitely. I mean, many non-US companies still are doing documentation in English. Well, yeah, but definitely you just come to the company, and if you speak the language, you know, they use, which is not English, so you just write test cases. Is the work of manual tester relevant in our time? It's up to you. I mean, really, if you don't want it, you don't want it. But yeah, I mean, thousands of people, thousands upon thousands of people just graduate of different programs, get that job, you know, at $40 per hour. Now it's your choice. Do you want that? I mean, really. How long will lesson be? Guys, I'm trying to figure out. Yes, technically, it we are supposed to be to talk for 1 hour. So, but since I like to talk and I want to answer your question. So, whatever time it takes. Can you also help to find a job in Europe? Same way as we do that in US and Canada. There is no difference. Do I need to know any programming languages for this course? No. Would you advise individuals who have basic Python or JavaScript to take a bootcamp on automation along with this class? I won't do it in parallel. I would do one class and then another one. In the ideal world, I would take the class, get a job, and then take automation class in parallel with the job. So you want the clock, you know, ticking. You want your experience to start, you know. So, and then you will improve for the rest of your life. You will take classes for the rest of your life. See what I mean? Start working and then take the class. That is the ideal situation, as I would suggest. I thought this course is about automation testing. So you don't have this exactly course online, only in the bootcamp. Look, I didn't provide any indication of the class being in automation. I did the opposite. I publish on the website what's in the class, how many hours of this and that, and I don't know what to say. Is it really $40 from the start, or maybe less? Could be less, let's say it is much more probable to be more than 40 rather than being less than 40. Let's put it this way. With current market, how long on average does it take to get a job after the course? It depends on certain things which I do not control. How exactly you look for a job? What are your communication skills? And certain personality things, you know. But I would say if you follow the steps, if you follow the instructions, if you look for a job with me, okay, you do not listen to idiots, just listen to me, anywhere in between 2 weeks and 2 months is where the majority of people get a job, if they follow the rules of the game, okay? If you don't follow the rules, God knows, and I'm not really in a position to advise. I'm losing sound. Sorry. Okay, it is not what we discuss here, but you might look at the recording later on. Guys, let me see if I have any more slides left. So what we learned? Software testing methodology, web and mobile, and how to do test cases and other test documentation, how to work with bug reports. We do two projects, web and mobile, five sessions on how to get a job. We also have, if you want to kind of reinforce your skills, we have a one-month bootcamp, which is not automation, but which is a project. There is an application which is being tested in a relatively small group of 20 people, where we use all the tools. And so it, some people want it, some people don't want it. It costs $500. And for a month, you are going to be involved in software testing on a full-time basis under supervision of one of our teachers. Don't think about it right now. When it comes closer to that, so you will know the teacher. She teaches mobile stuff here, and you will decide if you want that. Gray box testing with Unix, SQL, REST API. Okay. Fundamentals of test automation, some very basics, just 20 hours. And so, guys, you want to grow, you want to get more money, you want to change your social kind of standing, social status. So you have to change. If you want different result, you have to change. And as a school, we help you in that change. And we have two goals. So goal number one is you get a job. And we wanted to keep the job, get a job and keep a job. So that is why we are here. And what we expect from you, hard work, commitment, and trust. Okay? No trust, guys, no result. No hard work, no result. No commitment, no result. Is it clear? Keep going. Course components. We actually discussed that stuff. I will skip that slide. Interview questions. We work with going over many, many, many interview questions, which cover 95% of what you might be asked at the time of interview. And the questions are coming from the field. They are not artificial. They are being reported by graduates going to the job market. So, and when we look at the job preparation, so we are focusing on US and Canada job market, but I would say that European job market is not any different. Nobody ever told me that it is operating differently. And those questions are in your market niche. Yeah, people with not 5 years, not 10 years, not 15 years of experience, just people like you. Okay, so we have those questions. And we give you the answers, and we make sure you master the answers. And we have quizzes and everything, so we make sure you can answer the questions. But again, we cannot do it without you, so you have to learn the answers. We give you the answers, you just have to learn them. It looks like we are done with the PowerPoint. Good, so I'm seeing. So I'm just looking at the how much time it took, guys. Let me go to the homework maybe. So what we want you to do in between today and Thursday, we want you to watch the James Beck video. If you didn't watch it before, watch the James Beck video. It helps you to understand the software testing industry. And subscribe to our accounts. And I didn't put it here, but actually, you can go to the where is that? You can go to the FAQ. No. Okay, you can go to FAQ page, the portnov.net ask. And you have James Beck video here. You're gonna watch it anyway. Watch that video on automation. It's a very first session on automation and give you some idea what's automation. Should you go for HTML? I wouldn't say so. Those of you who understand, who speak Russian, you can watch that video, which which talks about the profession and the job market. But again, it's not, it is not something which is really must, the last part. So, okay, watch James Beck video, and I will post the today's session recording right here, okay, and notes, my notepad file. So it would be a good idea if you watch it again, kind of refresh and so on. And you have some time. So in between Tuesday and Thursday night, you have some time, okay? And I think we are done pretty much. Schedule, we did that before. I mean, there is a link on the schedule. Here is the link, you can see the schedule, it's right here. The position that we would be seeking after the course is junior QA. Again, we will learn how to look for a job, and looking at your question right now, I would say clear up your mind, erase completely what you have there, okay? As long as you will ask questions like that, you're gonna be in some trouble, okay? We will teach you. 1 month bootcamp is online, absolutely, yes. Tell about the schedule. Okay, I did show you anything here. Okay, trial, final. Okay, so guys, I think we are done. Thank you very much for joining me today. And I can tell you what we're going to do next time. So next time, Thursday, we will go over five or six different functionalities. Let's say login, password, you know, different functionalities, which are, by the way, common interview questions. And we will discuss how to test them. We will look at the requirements. We will create test cases, as many as we are capable, you know, to do within maybe hour and a half. Which link should I use for home study? I don't know what you mean under home study. We are on the online home page. Online home page. And so what we have here is the online home page. And if we look at the notepad, it is here. There is a path to that page. Let me save the file. And again, the file will be showing up right here under the notes. And recording of the video will be showing up right here. Okay? So guys, thank you very much. It is my pleasure and honor to be with you today. And we had over 300 people and still have over 300 people in that conversation. So I'll talk to you Thursday next week. Oh, I'm sorry, that week, Thursday, September 8th. Thank you.